It's Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Theater critic Jaewon Russick saw a ghost. Well, actually, Henrik Ibsen's play, Ghosts, at Everyman Theater. She brings us this review.
Assisted suicide, sexually transmitted disease, conservative religious hypocrites. No, we're not talking about the Maryland General Assembly, or experiments in Guatemala, or a Bill Maher documentary. We're talking about a play written in Norway in 1881, Henrik Ibsen's Ghosts. It was scandalous material back then, and it remains disturbing and timely, as Everyman Theater's new production proves. The final scene brought an audience member seated near me to tears. This, despite a translation by Nicholas Rudall that's a tad too euphemistic, even for a play set in the Victorian era. I credit part of the audience member's reaction to Deborah Hazlett's strong portrayal of Mrs. Helene Alving, the play's protagonist. Mrs. Alving is one of Ibsen's forward-thinking, self-actualized heroines. Not only has she survived a bad marriage, she's become an astute businesswoman. She's also become an astute spin doctor. She has upheld her late husband's sterling reputation, only now revealing to her clergyman, Pastor Manders, that her husband was a lifelong degenerate, the term applied by their doctor.
I had to fight day after day. After Oswald was born, things seemed to get better for a little while, but it didn't last long, and then it was twice as bad. I fought a life and death struggle to prevent people from knowing what kind of man my son had for a father.
Ghosts takes place 10 years after Captain Alving's death. Mrs. Alving has built an orphanage that is about to be dedicated in his memory. She's become a well-to-do woman in her own right and has put all of the money her husband brought to the marriage into the orphanage. It's Mrs. Alving's attempt to lay him to rest once and for all and to keep her son, Oswald, from inheriting anything from his shameful father. But when Oswald, an artist who has been living in Paris, comes home for the dedication, he carries a legacy Mrs. Alving never imagined. In Ghosts, the sins of the fathers have physical as well as psychological ramifications for the son. And living a lie, even a lie believed to be in the best interests of family and community, has consequences as well. So does maintaining a stance of inflexible, sanctimonious piety. Pastor Manders has achieved this stance through naivete, gullibility, and turning a blind eye. James Whalen keeps this unbending pastor from becoming a caricature by focusing on his earnestness, however misguided. He chastises Mrs. Alving for the great failure of her life, daring to escape her duties as wife and mother, no matter the circumstances.
All your life you have been ruled by a spirit that is so stubborn that it has almost been fatal to you. You tried to live a life without duty or principle. Faced with any difficulty or responsibility, you simply ignore them.
Although there are only 5 characters in Ghosts, Ibsen managed to portray a wide swath of society, including representatives of home and family, the church, the arts, and the working class. Director Donald Hicken makes the distinctions between these social strata clear and their connections credible. Bruce Randolph Nelson is especially effective as a workman who is wilier than he appears, particularly when it comes to getting what he wants from the pastor. Nelson's laborer may be the only character that comes away from Ghosts unscathed, perhaps because he has always acknowledged the ghosts haunting his life. He doesn't try to adhere to society's strictures or pretend to be what he's not. Designer Daniel Ettinger's set includes a hint of the trouble creeping into the Alving household. There's dead ivy attached to the woodwork in the Alving's prim Victorian parlor. Even weeds have succumbed in this repressive atmosphere. Though Ghosts has its share of life and death revelations, Nicholas Rudall's conversational translation and Donald Hicken's subtle direction avoid the pitfall of overstatement, at times at the risk of downplaying crucial plot points. But pay attention, and Everyman's Ghosts will leave you thinking much more about recent headlines than about Victorian Norway. More than a century later, Ibsen's ghost story still has the power to scare us.
Ghosts will be up at Everyman Theater in Baltimore through May 3rd. Go to WIPR.org/Maryland Morning for more details. Theater critic Jay Winresik covers the theater scene for us every Monday morning here on Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, a Maryland view of Lincoln's assassination. Stay with us on 88.1.